Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm a scientist, and you guys aren't.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, Warriors play tonight against the Portland Trail Blazers.
Who?
And game two of the preseason.
Well, they got four?
I think so,
so
yeah.
Two more? Well, man, I'm excited.
And that's what life's about.
I'm thinking about that open practice where you get to see the guys unplug the personalities and all that stuff. I hadn't experienced that. I did it with Cal used to do that back in the day, Stanford, the Midnight, whatever they called it.
Midnight Madness.
Yeah, Midnight Madness. So I was young then.
So the Warriors have a preseason game under their belt. And all offseason, we talked about Jonathan Kuminga and whether he was going to be on the Warriors or not. So the Warriors played Sunday night against the Lakers. And Steve Kerr was asked about Kuminga and the lineup that, or the lineups that Steve Kerr is working on with Kuminga. And take a listen to what Steve Kerr said. This was Sunday night after the game.
So this particular quote was actually yesterday
okay.
from practice.
Perfect.
You want me to play it?
Yes, please.
Okay. There wasn't much spacing, which is the big concern, and but we've got to continue to give them some looks. I think Al kind of changes the equation here. I'm really intrigued to put Al and JK together, with Draymond or Jimmy. Like that lineup makes perfect sense. But it still feels to me like if we're trying to play Jimmy, JK, Draymond, just from the other night. Immediately, it was the spacing was not great, and it puts pressure on our offense to really have to execute. And but it's early in camp too, and so if we can execute the stuff we're trying to operate, then it can be effective. But it's just not a smooth fit.
Damn, you got to give him credit. He's not. I'll let you go. I know what time it is with Steve Kerr. And you're not going to make him change. I'm not saying JK will not get the opportunity, Steiny, because Sixth Man of the Year is right staring him in the face if he wanted it and excelled at what his new job description would be. But as far as Coach Kerr and all the drama that we deem drama that happened this offseason, Kerr ain't budging. That sounds like a clip from last year.
Exactly.
Or the year before last.
Exactly. So, and this is... This would be my concern as it relates to this year's team. Yes, Jonathan Kuminga's back, but it still doesn't appear like there's anywhere to play him. And a couple things that were interesting to me is he's saying he was asked about Kuminga, Butler, and Green playing together, and the first thing he says is, "Well, there wasn't much spacing." That's exactly what he said for 2 years. And the only difference this time is he's saying, well, we're going to have to stick with it. We're going to have to try to stick with it. But he doesn't believe in it.
But, okay.
I don't think he believes in it.
And you know what, Steiny, and your beautiful, I don't know what color that is, Tulane University sweatshirt, you're correct. But Steve Kerr is a great coach. He's been around greatness his whole career. I do put some onus on him on make it work. Show him what he's not doing. And maybe the horse is out the barn. It's too late for that. But when I hear fit, hell, Kuminga's 22. You guys have had 4 years to kind of implement something to not dumb it down, but coexist. And with the team with four guys, the ages of Horford, Draymond, Steph, and Jimmy Butler, Steiny, you better find it. I mean, it's imperative that Kuminga play, and he's going to play, so that's a need. But I hate what I feel like coming from Kerr is throwing his hands up like, I can't go to the lab and devise or even help Jonathan when we do film study, figure something out so everybody can be happy. That's the mind-boggling part of this all, and yet my man's getting 25 mil a year.
Do you ever believe that there are basketball issues or problems or challenges that you can't overcome? You just can't. And
The Jordan Poole and Draymond one, but that wasn't basketball, but it was. How about if I threw that to you? But Steiny, outside of that, no.
I mean, I think there's been cases of this in the past where
KD and Steph played on the same team with Klay. Kyrie and LeBron coexisted.
Well, that's because
Wade and LeBron played together.
But that's because Klay knew how to play without the ball.
Mm.
And Jonathan Kuminga may struggle to play without the ball. And I guess what I'm asking Warrior fans is, when you hear this after one game, I get it. You know, everybody's going to try to make a go of this. But I couldn't help but think you got to be kidding me.
Mm.
With that particular statement, it's it almost feels like Kerr doesn't want him here. Mm. Dare I say it?
You think he was irritated on how Kuminga representation went on that tour? You think is there any of that in that?
Well, you know what, Evan? Why don't you go ahead and play?
I think there might be, Steiny.
Yeah, I mean, Steve Kerr's smart enough to know to be mad at the agent, okay, not to be mad at Jonathan Kuminga. But this is Steve Kerr addressing his communication with Jonathan Kuminga, which came up during Aaron Turner's interviews. Take a listen to this one.
This is from the Dubs Talk podcast from yesterday.
Okay.
How would you describe the two-way communication between you and him and where things stand?
Our communication is fine. We have film sessions all the time. There's no confusion about what his role is. I think what I understand is his desire for more of a role. So I think his agent misspoke, frankly, when he talked about confusion. I'm really clear with all of our players exactly what I ask of them, what's to be expected. I think the difficult part for JK is, you know, everybody in his draft class around him, they were all given big roles right away on bad teams, frankly, that, you know, they were able to play through mistakes, play 35 minutes. JK came to a championship team. We won the whole thing his rookie year. So this has not been easy for JK, and I recognize that, but I also think he can be patient. Recognize that he's 22 and there's a lot of things he can improve upon and that we're asking him to do.
Can I just smile?
What do you think of when you, I mean, yeah, go ahead, Gu.
Norm, my father's my hero, right? When I knew he was really irritated and mad and I needed to watch out, it wasn't what he said, Steiny, it was the tone. And in that soundbite, the tone of what Steve Kerr and how he's delivering, he's past it, Steiny, or he's over it. And for him to do the math of all the dudes that in your draft class that we like, Wagner and Scotty Barnes and the rest of the gang, you know, they ain't winning. And he's almost telling Jonathan, you're looking at it wrong, Steiny.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't.
The tone.
I'm not crazy about those two, you know, those two sound bites from Steve Kerr going forward. And, you know, when I hear that, then I think about how long of a season it is. And even if guys have the best intentions, you're going to have to get over some rough spots. You know, the other thing I was thinking is the lineup that everybody would love, I think.
Why does this excite me? Give it to me.
It's unplayable. That's like, if you could, who are the Warriors' five best players?
Steph.
Okay.
Jimmy Butler.
Okay.
Draymond Green.
Okay.
Jonathan Kuminga.
Yep.
and Al Horford.
That lineup can't play together.
And I want to throw my coffee mug up against the wall on as to why.
Because they don't have any shooters. They only got two shooters on the floor. Like, and I think one of the I think when Steve Kerr talks about fit, he's got to, he feels like he must have three shooters on the floor.
Wow.
At least at all times in 2025 in the NBA. That's what I believe. And so that's why the Kuminga, Butler, Green thing, it's never going to go away until one of them knocks down 37% from three-point range.
That's interesting. And I also want to throw this at you because I see our guy Taylor Archibald in the chat on YouTube, Stani. Horford, are we so sure he's starting? And would you be shocked if he didn't?
I don't think he's going to start.
Huh? Remember, we thought, oh, he got in town.
Well, actually, I don't know if he's going to start. But
you wouldn't be shocked if you would understand if he didn't.
Yes, because Steve Kerr said yesterday that he loves the idea of Kuminga playing with Horford. So that would maybe mean Horford comes off the bench and checks into the game with Kuminga. But they're not going to be able to keep Butler and Draymond on the floor at that particular point. Let's go to one of the most optimistic guys that we've got here in the Bay.
Antonio,
and I respect him for it. Let's go to Antonio in Oakland. What are we thinking about this year, Antonio?
Honestly, you know, the West, you don't got a lot of great teams to me. I mean, Minnesota's right there, OKC, you know, they're going to be definite threats. You know, Nuggets got Jokic, you know, he's like the center Steph Curry in terms of being, you know, super amazing. But, man, you know, Jimmy Butler and Steph's a great tandem. I don't think too many teams going to beat us, man. We can contend for a title, man. Like, at the end of the day, there's other great players, but then we got so much depth, though. You know, like, Quinn Post going to learn from Al Horford. If Horford can shoot, like, you know, 40%, and then, you know, Quinn Post can shoot 40%, I mean, two big guys who can shoot, and then he's going to learn how to take care of his body and everything, man, because he got to get a stronger upper body. And at the end of the day, Seth Curry can shoot. Like, I just like this team a lot, man. I think I say – third seed, and can't forget about the Rockets, too. They're great, but like that song by a Bay Area rapper, Mac Maul, the West is wide open.
Uh-oh.
Wide open. It is, so I'm just saying, y'all.
Thanks, Antonio. Appreciate the call.
Well, the defending champs are in the West. And they're young.
They are. They are.
thank you.
But, you know, they're going to
– yeah.
They'll probably have a little bit of a hangover the first few months, I would think.
Yeah. And you didn't ask me, but just hearing that soundbite and how my mind works, Donnie, I think come December, January, as soon as that day does come, because I've been in denial and I like JK and, you know, I'm on record and I still hoping this thing somehow can work. But when I hear that after one preseason game, I'm like, man, he might be on the first thing out of here. As soon as they couldn't do anything, facilitate a trade this offseason, that didn't work, the Warriors. But, man, it seems like, you know, this thing is destined on the A-train to a departure at some point.
Let's go to Scott in Marin. Hey, Scott, how you doing, man?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, when you listen to Steve Kerr speak and how he covers this ground with J.K., because I heard him on the TK show, too.
Yeah.
It's absolutely 100% reasonable. I mean, he doesn't shoot the ball well enough to be the guy he thinks he can be. Mm. I mean, I actually saw a couple of things in the preseason game that I liked with this game that I haven't seen. He actually was distributed the ball pretty well. He got to the better shot. He passed up his own shot. And then, but there was the one thing I did see that he gets fouled. He goes to the hoop, gets fouled, and misses two free throws. The same story as last year. I mean, if that's your game, why can't you make a free throw? I mean, it's just crazy that he has. There's no way. You just described it. He doesn't shoot well enough to play in certain lineups. But if he does what Steve tells him to do and plays like that, he is a valuable piece to this team. Maybe he will embrace it at some point. I really hope so. But what Steve has said is perfectly reasonable. Found, and I believe 100% that he tells his players what he expects from them.
Yeah.
He's not somebody that's going to mess around.
No, I'm with you there.
I think he's a good piece on this team
just play the way they tell you to play, and everything, it'll all work out for you.
Yeah, appreciate the call, Scott. This is from your buddy Austin in San Jose.
I was going to ask you to read this
Guru,
one.
Don't back down from Steinmetz on JK. Steiny's afraid to challenge Kerr's coaching. You can't put three non-shooters on the floor.
Mm.
At least Steve Kerr doesn't think you can, and I'm not sure you can either.
And I'm going to say this to you and Austin and everybody else in the lab, Steiny. I mean, it's year four, and Kuminga's not gone to the lab to improve that shooting, and maybe this will be his breakout year. But I know when Aaron Turner joined us on Steiny and Guru a couple weeks ago that Friday, and they were in the gym. Steiny, again, you know, I'm not Dick Vitale. Diaper dandy! But looking at who he was working and playing out with may not mean a damn thing, but I'm looking on that screen like, I guess, Steiny, how's he getting better? How's his shot not gotten better? And it's gone, I know it fluctuates, but man, JK, he thinks of himself like he's got that jumper or that wetter, and he don't have it.
Well,
ain't on Kerr is my point. That's not on Kerr.
He's made a few threes, but he hasn't shot it consistently enough throughout his career where he's going to be guarded.
He's still making 25, so that tells you.
And I don't know that he's ever going to shoot the three well enough to ever be guarded out there. Because he's never, is his three-point shot ever going to be better than his ability to get to the rim?
But if
probably
he can shoot it at 34, 35% for a guy like that, that would feel like...
He needs to be higher than that.
I feel like you get that bad boy there with, you know, obviously your handle's getting better, but your ability to come downhill and attack the rim with reckless abandon, I'm like, we've seen guys do more in the league shooting less from three, but have mastered the ability to get to the rack and have stress defenders out.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a challenge that Steve Kerr is going to...
Man.
And here's the other thing that I sense. I think he's kind of over it all.
Oh, well, that's why you played it, I think.
I mean, I have a feeling this year we're going to get maybe a different Steve Kerr when he gets asked about Kuminga. I feel like for 4 years, or let's say 3 years, whatever, Kerr's really tried to be diplomatic. I think he lost a little of that diplomacy last year at the end of the season when he went into all the stuff Kuminga can and can't do.
And the DMPs, don't forget that.
But this year, those two quotes to me, and the way he sounded,
the tone,
it kind of makes it clear to me that that Kuming is a short timer. That as great as we all feel right now, and he's got a 2-year deal, and maybe they can figure something out, and maybe Kuming will be here for a longer term. I don't know. I hear those two quotes, and I say we're just on a march to get Jonathan Kuminga traded.
No doubt.
It seems so difficult to look at it any other way. I'd love to know what Warrior fans think about that at 888-957-9570. You know, and the other thing is it's complicating, Goo, that Kerr's got one more year left on his deal. Yeah. You know, Steph Curry's got two more. Butler's got two more. Draymond's got two more.
They ain't got time to be playing around, man.
Is Kerr really going to leave after this year and Kerr's going to play for a different coach in his last year or two? I don't know, but by the same token, it just feels like, you know, Kerr is winding down here, too. I don't know how it's all going to end.
And, you know, allow me to do this, Donnie. Are there dots to be connected? And I thought about this out there at the pier, talking with Evan and the gangs, Donnie. If Joe Lacob knew in his heart that this was Steve Kerr's last year, wouldn't you fall in love with Kuminga and the idea of Kuminga taking the next step or two under new coaching? You know, wouldn't that make you want to hold on to Jonathan Kuminga, think it to yourself, okay, this is how he was or what he was under Coach Kerr and his staff, but if I got somebody new in here, and I will if Kerr were to depart, I mean, that would excite me. And the reason I bring that up is I would hold on to Jonathan Kuminga just for that reason, you know, alone. But Kerr's not, Steiny, he seems like he's a lifer. He's not done. And if you know he's coming back, then you're right. You're probably going to part ways. But I bring Kuminga up, Steiny, because we're talking about him. But what did you make of his post-game presser when he was just his introductory press conference? Stein, he wasn't somber, but he wasn't super-duper excited. You know, he talked about what was going on, but I think deep down, this is, you know, I'm going Beyonce, Stine, Destiny's Child, but it's just destiny that a departure may be on the horizon. And I hate it.
I mean,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It kind of feels that way. And that's the other thing that I think is going to be really challenging for Jonathan Kuminga. I think he's going to have a lot of good days where he goes in and he feels pretty good about where he's at. But I do think that when you're in a situation that you're not completely crazy about, you're going to have some days where you're not feeling it either. And that's what Steve Kerr is going to have to figure out. You know, when you're going to call me crazy, but I do take Kuminga's side in the fact that asking him to be the true professional, that's asking a lot. It's asking a lot.
Okay.
I think he's going to try to do his best, but there's going to be natural times where he's going to be frustrated and it may get a little bit challenging.
You said something
for Kuminga.
Okay, you said something to me a couple months ago that I can recite verbatim, and it stuck with me. You said what they're tasking Jonathan Kuminga to do, like get rebounds and D up Stine, was kind of beneath him. And I didn't like that, because if you're going to be a part of a team dynamic, you got all the athleticism and the talent in the world. How is asking Jonathan Kuminga, forget Kerr, just the coaching staff and even the players, go get better at rebounding? Stine, I ask you, how was that beneath JK? Go get loose balls. Remember you had pointed that out, like, you know, yeah. I didn't say JK going Durant. You know who I am, but those are things that a young dude like yourself can do easy to me.
Yeah, I just think when you tell a young player, 22, who's so gifted, hey, you need to get loose balls, it's like, no, that's what Pods does.
But see, you use that word, Stine. You think he's gifted? That's a hell of a compliment.
He is gifted. Of course, he's the best athlete on the team.
See,
that's why it's so frustrating,
right,
that he hasn't been able to make it happen yet. And I say that.
And make it happen is just fit in, huh? If Curry wasn't here and he was closer to his name being on the marquee, just like the Minnesota series.
Look how lousy that team would be.
Well, yeah, that's why Kerr pointed that out about
exactly.
All the other dudes. I mean, I'm a fan, Stine. I just am a Jonathan Kuminga. And then, you know, just working with you every day, as much as you get fixated on the birth certificate, the fact that he's still only 22 years old, man, it would just be hard for me to give up on that. And right now he's still a Warrior, but he's not going to be in the starting lineup. And now I ask you, if you're right, Horford's not going to start. I know we can get to it on the other side. Who is that, QP3 or TJD starting at the five?
Draymond Green. Mm. That's who started game one. 888-957-9570 is the number. Golden State Warriors play the Portland Trail Blazers tonight at Chase Center, game two of the preseason. And it's starting with Kuminga after one exhibition preseason game, isn't it?
Well, feel
free
to,
you know what? Feel free to call in and say, hey, we're making a big deal out of nothing. Really? Steve Kerr said the same thing after the first game that he said after the last game last year. Warriors are going to have to figure this out. They are definitely going to have to figure this out. Hey, the kickoff show this Sunday with Lorenzo Neal and Evan Giddings starts at 11 a.m. If you're looking for somewhere to watch the games this weekend, head to Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale. The Gold Rush girls will be there for a meet and greet, taking photos and signing autographs. The next home game is Sunday night, October 19th, and Lo and Evan are going to be live from Laughing Monk starting at 3 p.m. You can sign up for the free shuttle to the stadium right now. First come, first serve. Just go to the Eventbrite page on our website, 957thegame.com, and sign up now. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. And don't forget, Warriors tonight, Blazers, first 10,000 fans receive a commemorative Steph Curry, All-Star MVP, bobblehead. And don't forget, the Warriors host their annual open practice tomorrow at Chase Center at 5:30. Tickets are $5. All proceeds go to the Golden State Community Foundation. And if you're looking for tickets, go to warriors.com/open practice. And that'll do it for this segment.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.